Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a very, very important day on the calendar for many reasons. It has specific meaning in Breslov, in that this is the day that Rabbi Nachman was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It has tremendous significance in Klal Yisrael, that it was the day on which the Mishkan was put up, was completed. The sanctuary that traveled with the Jews throughout the time that we were in the desert, those 40 years, which was actually the forerunner for all of our shuls, bote knesios, bote midrashos that we have today. We know that the Beis Hamikdash was in a fixed location, was in Yerushalayim, a specific place, all the time. The first Beis Hamikdash, the second one, and the third one, which we're anxiously awaiting. But the Mishkan was different in that it traveled, was taken apart and put back together. And we find that in the beginning of Parshas Pikudei, the pasuk there begins with the words Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. These are the details of the Mishkan. Mishkan Hoedus. It mentions the word Mishkan twice there. This refers to Mishkan Bebinyana, Mishkan Bechurbana. That the Mishkan, when it was built, had holiness, and the Mishkan, when it was destroyed, when it was taken apart, continued to serve a very important purpose for Klal Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in Likutei Halachos, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem knew that there's going to come a time that we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash, a holy temple, and it's going to be a very special time, a very deep, close connection with Hashem, where people would come to the Beis HaMikdash to see Hashem. Sholosh pam bashana yeroek, to be seen and to see Hashem. How do you see Hashem? Hashem doesn't have a body, no. The answer is miracles. When a person sees things that clearly define nature, that go against the laws of nature, then Hashem is making himself obvious in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem knew there's going to come a time of Hastara, when we're not going to be worthy and deserving of seeing Hashem like we did in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is going to be hidden, but still Hashem wanted us to have the best connection that we possibly could have to Him. And this is why Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead with the building of this Mishkan throughout the time before we got to Eretz Yisrael, while we were still in exile. And it's a traveling Mishkan that goes with a Jew wherever he is, to establish this precedent that wherever we're going to be, wherever Jews are going to be, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and even inside of Eretz Yisrael, before a proper memshala, before a proper government is established, which is connected completely to Hashem, to the Torah, to Tzadikim, we're still considered in this state of exile. So the Mishkan was the forerunner to show that Hashem is still with us. We can still have this super powerful connection to Hashem. And this Mishkan was completed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, in chapter 70 in Likutei Moran, he bases this chapter on the pasuk which says that on the eighth day of the miluim, of the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan, whereby Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was not a Kohen, he was given the role of Kohen Gadol for that initiation ceremony to start off the sacrifices in the Mishkan. On that eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu invited Aaron HaKohen and his sons and all the elders of the Jewish people. He called to them, to invite them, to summon them. Rabbeinu Zal says what this represents is the fact that on that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah begins by telling us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs in the Jewish calendar. There's the one that we're used to referring to as Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Tishrei. And there's another date, which is the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is called Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim. So that a Jewish king who starts his kingdom on a particular date, whatever day he started his kingdom from, as soon as it gets to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when that year is finished. Rosh Chodesh Nisan begins a new year of his kingdom. We count his kingdom from those days. And documents which were written in those in the olden days, where they would write the date on it, was to the date of the king who was ruling at that time, were based on this date. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah LeMelochim. It's the beginning for kings and for kingdom. Kingdom meaning authority, rulership, of which we know there's all different levels of melech. The Gemara says, man malki rabbonon, that every rabbi, every authentic rabbi, is a king. King means a level of respect. Melech hakovod, the pasuk says in Tehillim. Someone who commands respect, someone who is an authority, the rabbis are melechim, and each man in his house. In Megillas Esther, it's documented that Haman and Achashverosh sent out a message to the kingdom, lihiyois kol ish soirer beveisoi, that each man should be a ruler in his house. The Torah, when Hashem speaks about Adam and Chava, it uses the wording v'hu yimshoel boch, that the man is supposed to have a degree of authority, kingdom in the house, responsibility. Kingdom not just in saying you do this, you do that. Kingdom in being the fact that the king is the one who's responsible for the order in the kingdom. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us that on this eighth day of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron HaKohen and his sons, those who represented the full spectrum of leaders, because of the fact that when the Mishkan is built, when a Mishkan is built, this becomes a center of kavod, of honor and respect, and all the honor and respect and leadership and authority of the entire world emanates from that Mishkan. It comes from that Mishkan. So when the Mishkan is completed, when the Mishkan is built, that's when there's a whole new measure of authority, rulership, malchus, kingdom, kovod, that's distributed to the entire world for each person in their position. For those that want, you have this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 70 in Likutei Moran, and you have the Likutei Tfilos and the Likutei Halachos on it. Hilchas Yontov in Likutei Halachos, Hilchas Yom Tov, Halacha Gimel, and I believe there's one other halacha where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this. Baruch Hashem.